What about something that would turn around and around, a big thing to sharpen an axe on?
Oh, call it the good eye. Good eye.
Mm-hmm. And something that children play on. You take a board and it goes up and down like this.
Seesaw.
And if you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesaw.
And did you ever see anyone take a board and fix it down at both ends, and children would jump up and down on it? You could take a board and fix it in the middle and it's been around and around. You'd call that a...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Maybe fasten it to a stump or something.
I know what you're talking about. It's been so long. Round, call it the mirror round.
Okay. And did you ever hear call it flying jenny?
I have them in carnival.
What's that?
Or like little horses that ride.
What do they call it?
Merry-go-round.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
bench.
Or, no, a rope to a tree limb, put a seat on
swing.
It.
Swing.
Huh?
Swing.
And what did people used to carry coal in? And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney.
Pipe.
Mm-hmm. What'd the pipe fit into?
Stove.
And then at the other end? It fit into the
chimney.
And did you ever hear of a flu?
Flu.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the eye.
The flu was...
No, it's a flu they have to the house. But the smoke goes out when you cook.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that, a thing you could use to move them in, it's got...
wheelbarrow.
Okay. And the thing people drive nowadays... What people drive nowadays?
Cars.
Huh?
People drive now.
Uh-huh.
Cars.
Any other name for car?
Well, there's different names of cars.
Mm-hmm.
Chevrolet and Buick and Chrysler's and Oldsmobiles and these little Austin's.
And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
get to the garage and have it fixed.
And they would do what to it? They'd
fix it.
And if you were cooking and you didn't want say your eggs to stick to the pan, what would you do to the pan?
I would put a little grease in there.
Okay, so you'd say, those eggs are going to stick if you don't wet that pan. If you don't
put any grease in.
When you put the grease in your pan, you say you
put your egg in there.
Or you do what to the pan?
If I put the grease and the egg in there?
Well, when you're putting the grease in, you say that you are...
I would take my skillet where there's not any grease in it. I would move that skillet around for the grease to get around in there where the egg can get...
Mm-hmm.